You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. And to start off with, Jane, I have to offer you a big congratulations. You're one for one.
No, two for two.
But wait a minute. You only did one game. There was a conference championship games were two Sundays ago, because now we're on Super Bowl Sunday. You correctly picked Cincinnati would defeat who? Kansas City Chiefs. I won't hold you on the spot.
I don't know. I just know we won.
We won. Yeah, that's all
in fact, that's not 100% sure. True, because after the show, the producer asked me who's going to win for the other game. Once again, I don't know either the team. Uh-huh. And the producer told me one team is Rams, so I'm a sheep ear. So I said, hey, go for the Rams. So I'm a 2 out of 2.
All right, great.
That's my record.
Now the Cincinnati Bengals happen to play the Rams in Super Bowl Sunday. And you can think about it, but at the end of the show, we're going to ask you for who's going to win the Super Bowl.
So ooh, pressures. Yeah. Now, I don't know. I can do this half an hour good now because my mind will be on which team.
And a lot of people may be depending on you to get it right. They may actually go with your bet. So there could be money at stake here. So.
Oh, my God. Oh. Don't put a pressure. There's more pressure. And for the audience out there, if this week I'm a little bit off, that's because blame Ken. Because you put too much pressure on me now.
Well, think about your pick, all right?
Okay,
and
I will.
Think about the reasons why you're picking that team.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, so let's get back to real estate for the next 20-some plus minutes, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so to recap for listeners that missed our prior shows, besides football, we also spoke about the seller's market, you know, deciding, but first of all, the seller has to have a good reason for why they want to sell.
Yes.
All that goes into the decision-making process. And then once the seller has decided it's time to sell, they have to, you know, getting the home ready for the selling process, and then everything, then getting
and
into
the process, and then the showing time work, and the open houses, and how to pick the multiple bid situation, how the process go with choose the buyer. I wouldn't say right buyer because we just like pick one based on a lot of criterias, and also all the way cover to the closing for the seller side. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And any of the listeners who missed those can always go to the podcast, which are on Fox Sports. If you go to the Fox Sports website and type in All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, you'll see all our episodes from starting back with episode one all the way up to the most recent episode, where we covered the selling process, and also your pick is on record for picking Cincinnati
before
the game. So there you go.
And if for the people who prefer the video, which is person like me, always on the YouTube, and the Fox, the YouTube channel has the video version of the show.
Great.
Yes. Just in case you like the video better than the audio. Yes.
Right. All right. So now we're going to switch gears. We've spoken about seller. Let's talk about from the buyer perspective. You know, what the things we're going to start from the beginning, you know, what the buyers have to consider when they decide, is it a good time to buy? Because there's a lot of different factors going involved. Mainly, it's a seller's market, so the prices are high, but there's other things to consider. So let's get into the first question, I guess, that any buyer has to ask themselves is it the right time to buy?
Should I buy? Yes, that's a lot of time, right? I feel the buyer who went through that process thought about it thoroughly. The later on, the process much more smoother because you're prepared, right? And some buyer just say, oh, my friend bought a house, let's buy a house. And later on, they realized how strong the market is, what they're up against, they may not be prepared. So regardless anything you do, like a student go for exam or the seller, the buyer, anything you do, be prepared. Do your homework and think it before you act. So if you think it before you take action, and most likely you're on the right path. I always say to the new agent asked me the advice. I always say to them, take a minute, think about where you want to go. If you want to go New York City, you hop on the turnpike. I always get confused myself. Yeah, you go north or south. I mean,
once you get out of Central Jersey, you get lost. It doesn't matter. You could be in California for all your concern.
That's right. I mean, so for the people, right, you have to know where you're going. If you go New York City, you have to make sure you're going to the turnpike north. If you want to go to Philadelphia, you have to go on south. It's not right or wrong answer. Most cases is what you preference, what you try to achieve. That's most important. For the buyer today, you really want to buy a house or you just test the water, think about buy a house. So that's very important.
Well, they're different. There are specific reasons for why a buyer might need to buy a house. It could be a job relocation. It could be that they've outgrown the size of their current house.
Yes.
The family's expanded. It could be they want to downsize, that the house is too much. They want to go from the single family to the adult community or to a townhouse for a different lifestyle conveniences.
Or the people simply now, I found recent couple of years, right, they were, because of the pandemic, there's two other types. One is really feel, now I want to leave. I want the life I want to do. And a lot of people work from home, so they have a luxury to be in the shore or some area they prefer. And also, at the same time, a lot of people, would families need more space because they're both spouse work from home. So just like you and me, right? Work from home together, that's a hard. It's a challenge. You need more space because one
person
on the phone.
Especially when you're on the phone because you can't hear anything. You have to always go to another room. It's like we need two separate offices, or I need a soundproof between you because you talk so loudly. So I mean, really, it's like, but that is a good reason. That is a good thing, right? People need more space. That goes to the whole reason they might want to buy another house. They have additional rooms for home offices.
Yes, absolutely. That's a lot of a question I have right now. They either have a one room separate, a little bit separate from the rest of the house, can be quiet, or a basement or somewhere. But a home office now is really the hot keyword, for the buyer.
Right.
Yes.
But then, Jane, that gives a question. Now, the listeners are probably asking, they're thinking out there, we've been talking all along the last couple of weeks how it's such a seller's market, the prices are high. So the listeners are out there thinking, why in the world would anyone want to buy, other than if you need to buy, or, why wouldn't you just wait, So, I mean, if you ask an agent, or a salesperson, is it a good time to buy? Like, you go to the car dealer, you go there before Christmas, you go there in the January 1st, you go there February, they're always going to say, oh, yeah, it's a great time to buy.
Regardless when you go in,
regardless when you go
time.
In. But no, in fairness to the listeners out there, they're probably thinking, this has been such a seller's market for the reasons that we've explained on multiple occasions with the COVID, the low interest rates, the shortage in inventory. So it's driven the price up. So if you don't have to buy, a lot of people are wondering, what's the, is it really a good time to buy, or should you just wait the market
out? It's a good question, because that's a question I hope the buyer going to ask themselves before they decide, right? The reason is a lot of people think the buyer is driven by the house price. Obviously, last 2 years you see is no, because price is high. My personal understanding is the buyer more likely driven by the monthly payment, okay? Why it's not really how much they can afford. Some sellers said, oh, if the interest go up, they can afford it, not my buyers. I disagree, because big percentage of the buyers, right, very conservative, just like you and me. Mm-hmm. It's not they can afford, they can't afford. They have a budget in their mind, because they don't want to buy a house and worry about the heating up the house, worry about cut down the vacations or children's, activities. They want to live a life enjoying the house rather than be house poor, right?
They want to be all consumed by the house.
Exactly.
No money left over for anything, or for the maintenance of the house.
That's
the thing. So that goes to the whole thing, especially with luxury homes. Even if you could financially afford a luxury home, there's a certain cost factor with any home, the maintenance. You have to be able to afford the continual maintenance that any home requires.
Yeah, any home. Just like you buy a car, right? You can buy a car, but the maintenance of the car, you still, you don't want a car break down the highway, but you have to maintain it, just like the home. You don't want suddenly see a hole in the roof. You have to really keep, updating the things after many years. If you see sign of the problem, fix it. So going back to the buyer, I'm always off the topic, sorry. The buyer, right? The most buyer driven by the monthly payment. The monthly payment made of majority three portions, maybe more, but big three items. One is the house price. Second is the interest rate. Third is the property tax and HOA fee if you buy a condominium, right, and other fees involved. But two big things, if you already decided which area you want to be, so property tax is really out of our control. HOA is really, there if you decide that's a community you want to live in. But the price and the interest rate seems like the two variables have a major impact. When the interest is high, You know, if you're the buyer, you decide you want to spend $4,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month for the mortgage, right? So you have to buy. It's a very simple mathematic. You're going backwards. If the interest go up, so the your affordable of the house is lower. So that's why for the raising market like today, in my opinion, the fact on the buyer is very minimum because, you know, the interest rate came down. So the monthly is pretty much the same.
Right. So
in most cases.
In other words, to recap, I always like to recap. So in other words, the price has gone up maybe as we've documented from the last, especially the last year, it went up. And over the last 5 years, the price for single family homes went up maybe 30 plus percent, 34%.
About the conversively 20,
well, let's say conservatively 25%.
Yeah.
But that is offset by the fact the interest rates are historically low at a low time rate. So so the monthly payment is basically it's a wash. So it's still it's still relatively beneficial for the buyers to buy a home, get the mortgage interest write off and all the benefits of homeownership as opposed to continuing to wait, delay their search.
True. And also, I think buying a single, buy a home to live in, right, is a lifestyle, it's a life decision. Because when you own something, I mean, you feel the ownership, the safety, that's your home, that's the roof over your head, that's your family, that's where you raise your family. If you want to make any changes, you know, you can. You don't have to get an owner's approval. And look at this way, right? If the one day, the if you found a home really feel in love, right, even you buy in a high versus you could buy in the low, but the interest could be high. Just take the interest rate out of the picture. You bought on a high, but you love the home. When the market go down, you may not find the home you like. You know, I mean, you're a guy. I mean, women will have more experience in that department. You saw a dress. It was so beautiful. But you didn't buy it because whatever the reason. And it went back. They're gone. You say, oh, my God, I wish that was the best. I mean, it's, you know, you always have the regret kind of feelings. For home, that's even worse.
That's
because,
true.
You know.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think the buying process of a home is a very emotional thing.
Yes.
It's like the sellers go through the motions of ups and downs with dealing with the whole, you know, the challenges of marketing their home, getting the house ready, the buyers, it's an emotional thing. There's an attachment to the home. It's not like they pick out any home. They like the home because they like the feel of it. They like the layout. They like the neighborhood. You know,
that's their life too. You know, it's where they're going to live. We're going to raise their family.
Right.
You know, I mean, I always say to the seller, right, you have your health, your family, your life, your work. Next thing is your home. It is not an asset. It is a home. Carry special place in everybody's heart. So buying a home is a big decision. Once again, if you buy a home, right, a little bit higher, but truly your monthly payment may be, you know, $10, which is, you know, $20, a few cup of a Starbucks coffee. So, and then you can live in your dream. So that's why even though the market on a high, the buyers still go out, especially during the COVID, right? Everybody realized life is so short and fragile. We think we can be here forever. You know, you never know. So enjoying and spend with the people, your family, you know, that's most important.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a short break and we're going to get more into that right after this.
Calling all commercial buyers interested in owning prime space in a strip mall located directly off of busy Route 33 in downtown Hamilton. The space is suitable for office, medical, or possible retail usage. For more information on this property, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We were discussing the buyer process involved in the whole real estate transaction. And Jane, one thing I want to mention, we should recap also the data for 2021. We mentioned that it was a seller's market, which it was, you know, for the most part. Basically, I think May through June was where it showed the highest peak in the seller price. And then the market seemed to take a little bit of a break in August and September. It didn't quite roll back. But then by November, again, we were seeing we were seeing heightened activity and buyer interest in the market. But overall, I mean, the 2021 was a very, you know, active seller market, but it did have peaks and dips in it.
Absolutely. I mean, I found in any market, right, you could buy high in the low market because you really love the home or circumstances, or you could buy relatively good buy in the high market, like you just mentioned, right? Last year, in my opinion, in May and June, the market hit the peak. Because at that time, I can see any open houses, so many people, every house have a multiple bid. The buyer is really passionate about, you know, getting the house, and you can feel the heat, right? The agent keep calling, the phone just ring crazy. The buyer just waived the home inspection contingency, not the inspection itself, but a contingency, waiting to work with a lot of items, repair item. Otherwise, they would demand the seller to fix. They're waiting to work with it. And the appraisal, sometimes the appraisal underprice maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000. Mm-hmm. And the buyer still, you know, waiting to go ahead with it and paying, you know, the above the appraisal value. So, but from July and August, market seems quiet. I think maybe at that time, the COVID is a little bit relaxed at that time. A lot of people locked up so long. So a lot of family decided to go out somewhere. So maybe that's reason. And it's just very quiet, very unusual. Generally speaking, based on my own experience, when we have a very quiet July, August, which is sometimes happen in regular time,
then
right?
The
September will get strong after Labor Day, after the kids go back to school, and then the buyer refocusing on the home again, right? The fall, lot, you know, the tide came in, a new tide. But this year didn't happen either, so I was a little worried. I thought, oh my God, this is really indication the market maybe is on the way going down. But to my surprise, which is good surprise, mm-hmm. in November, just around the Thanksgiving time, and the market came back strong again. We see multiple offer. We see the buyer and the new buyers come to the market, not only the one being in the market for a year or two, losing a lot of homes, but actually the new buyer come in. Because at that time, I think, the interest rate raised up a little bit, so the buyer knows they may going up further because they read all this news and say this year, look at maybe 3 times rise or something, one start with a March, but the interest rate went up a little bit.
Went up a little,
yeah.
Right.
So the buyer, that's enough to get them off the couch and go out looking again.
Right, and we're seeing that same trend in January as of January 2022.
Yes, continue.
Where it continued, yeah. There's a lot of real estate activity, and now mm-hmm. with the Chinese New Year being the year of the tiger,
that
should bring a lot of spark to the whole.
I'm superstitious, right? My mom always say, you call yourself Catholic, you believe in God. I said, well, superstitions and God is not really contradict each other. So but it seems to me, the market is really vibrant at the moment. You know, I mean, a lot of buyers out there, as I mentioned before, new buyers, new blood come into the transaction, because a lot of buyer may think, you know, in April and May, maybe the more competition among the buyers as well. So they start early. I always say to sellers said, well, in winter, maybe wait to spring. I said, no, winter, you have less buyers, but these people are really serious buyers. They came out in the cold, in the snow, and they really, really want the house.
Right.
So these the people really, you know, they're serious about buying. And at the moment, truly, as you mentioned, the interest rate is still good. So if they buy a house, if they have a contract, they can lock in the interest rate. And you cannot lock on the rate unless you have a contract property ready, you know, in a contract. So,
right.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate with this heightened seller's market that, like with anything, like whether it be a sports event, whether it be a real estate sale, there can only be one chosen winner, one buyer. So a lot of buyers and their agents are feeling frustrated. They're saying, you know what, Jane, I bid $20,000 more than the list price. I waived the appraisal contingency. I'm being very generous on the home inspections, you know, just limiting it to, you know, major structural, environmental, and radon. And I still lost. What do I? So the buyers, I think the sentiment out there for the buyers mm-hmm. is, what do I have to do to win the house that I want?
Yeah. I mean, that's good. You know, I feel the pain. You know, I understand the frustration. And back in last year, May, and we had a few open houses on weekend. I feel really sorry for one buyer. He and his agent bid on three houses. You know, three houses on my listing, lost the three of them. Like you said, they bid over asking, they waived, they did everything they thought in their power, they did it, but they didn't get it. So this buyer said, you know what, I really want Meet Jane. So the agent said, well, she always in open houses that try to track her down. So they went to one open house and said, where's Jane? They said, oh, she's not here. Where? We don't know. Because they don't know who they are. They don't want to say where I was. So the poor buyer and the buyer agent, I had five open houses that weekend. They went to each of them and tried to find me. Finally, the fourth one, they found me there. And they said, oh, I really want to introduce themselves and said, you know, can you help us? What did I do wrong? I said to him, the buyer in front of the agent, I said, I don't think you did anything wrong. It's just the other buyer offered more, wanted more from you. And they said, what can I do? And I gave him a few tips. And with the agent, you know, permission, because mm-hmm. I don't want to step on the toes. The agent said, please, Jane, please enlighten us. So we shared some information, how the seller look at the offer, right? Just like when you go apply college, right? And then how the college perceive your application. So that's a few things, right? Even your offer, sometimes, right, the first offer is very important. In my experience, the higher the first offer the buyer make, the better chance they're going to get a house, and also the lowest price they're going to pay for the house. Once again, let me repeat it again. Right. This is confusing. The higher the first initial offer the buyer made, the better chance they will get a house. Secondly, the lower number they're going to get at the end.
Because the reason is it sets the stage for the seller. If a buyer really loves the house, and let's say the house is listed for $700,000, if the buyer says, you know what, my initial offer is only going to be $630,000 because I want to see how low the seller is going to go. Mm-hmm. Because you're so far off in your first offer, the sellers may be turned off and feel insulted that you're not mm-hmm. genuine. And even if you decide at the end, you know, when it goes to a multiple bid situation, even if you decide, you know what, I'm going to come to $695,000 and, you know.
Or even $720,000, you know, that's really.
The seller's going to have reservations because they're going to feel, you know what, this buyer really, you know, came up, but they're not really committed to the house. I think there are going to be issues with the home inspection. They're going to try to, you know, nickel and dime me. And then I don't have a good feeling. So if you really are set on a house, it's good to come up with an initial strong offer. It doesn't have to be, you know, that you feel.
Yes. I mean, once again, we're not here when we talk to the buyer side now. I mean, now I'm going to change hat from the seller agent to buyer agent. And when I used to represent buyer, I always say to buyer, let's give them the best offer we can. Okay, it's not because I want you to buy, get my commission. I'm on the seller side. No, I work for you, the buyer. Okay, so the higher you offer, the seller think, A, we're ready, we appreciate their house, not only by our word, by our action, right? Later on, if the other offer came up higher, hopefully the seller will still stay with us. So that's proving successful time after time after time.
Let's talk about something else that's very interesting and is not uncommon, and that's escalation clauses. I know you don't like them, you're not a fan of them, but let's explain what it is. An escalation clause is a strategy that some buyers and buyer agents employ where, let's say the house is listed for $700,000, and the buyer may say, you know what, or the agent may say, let's offer them $650,000, but let's have an escalation clause saying we'll go $5,000 above any competing offer up to $690,000. They'll put a cap on it, meaning that we only want to offer you $650,000, but if anybody is willing to offer more than $650,000, we're going to outbid them by $5,000, but our limit is going to be $695,000.
Sometimes they do that over, you know, because of this market is like if you are seven, they normally start from $650,000 to $750,000 kind of.
So from the buyer's perspective, they feel like, you know what, we're hedging our bet. We're at $650,000, but if they can prove to us that somebody's going to pay more, we're going to outbid them up to whatever we set as a cap. So they feel it's a win-win because we can maybe get the house for $650,000 if nobody bids any higher, but we could also outbid them. But there's a different, there's mixed take on it from the seller's perspective.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, once again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just from different person have this perspective. I give you a story on both sides, right? One story is typically using this strategy, you can win, okay? But for the winning strategy, I normally recommend the buyer start at least for asking, okay? If you don't offer in this seller market at least asking, that means you're really opportunist, right? You take advantage. You'd say, well, as you said, nobody want to have lower. But that's really doesn't set very well with the seller. I used to use this cloud in the past as well, but I prefer not, but sometimes buyers really want to do that strategy. So I always say to buyer, unless you're willing to give full, don't use this strategy because it can be backfire you. Why? As you said, the seller can say you just really want to win the house, and later on you think, you know, you try to get money back during the home inspection.
Right, so your offer is not sincere. You know, you have the escalation clause, and a lot of sellers look at it like, well, you really only want to pay, you know, $650, but you have this escalation clause.
To $720.
So it's really, are you genuine, or is it just all a fluff?
And that's yes. And also, like, you know, I mean, personally, I, as a listing agent, I don't prefer that. If your buyer out there, you want to make an offer, make sure your buyer agent check with the listing agent, you know, how the procedures are. Because most, you know, sometimes some listing agent may not know that technique. They only read your contract offer $650, the house is $700, right? They could misread it. And secondly, some agent like myself, very experienced, but we prefer, or our seller prefer not having it. Right. The reason is I share briefly a story. There was a multiple bid situation. One buyer made an offer and offered $5,000 more than anyone else. So, in fact, we did have another offer. Just, you know, they both the same. We could really have them. But because this one $5,000 over, so, I mean, actually, I convinced the seller to take them. And after home inspection, because this buyer knows they paid five. And by the way, the fundamental of how this work is, you have to show them the base, and then they pay $5,000 more. So in that case, they already know to pay $5,000 more. What happened was during home inspection, the buyer become very unreasonable. They just want to make sure get $5,000 back. So that's why a lot of sellers, you know, feel so bitter about it. They feel that the other buyer more genuine. They just offered this one was, you know, went up, got it, and then they come back, you know, ask for very unreasonable. For example, the front door have issue and the garage door have issue, but the buyer demand have upgraded, not the same door to be replaced, right. But you only need a repair. Not only they want a replacement, they want upgraded version to make up the $5,000.
Right,
they want a $5,000 at the end. So,
okay. Well, believe it or not, Jane, we're out of time, and we have to get into the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday today, and you have now. It's about the time for you to roll out the pick in Cincinnati.
You know what?
Cincinnati against the Rams. You've got.
You know,
you're two for two. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So now a lot of listeners are going to be might be depending on your pick. You know, who do you like and why do you like Cincinnati or L.A.? They're both very good teams because they're the conference champions. But you got to make a pick. Who's
to be honest with you, I don't know either team well. I would go with the Tiger. Because purely because it's Tiger year.
Well, and the Tiger would be which team?
Bengals. Now,
there you go.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to win outright. They're going to win
outright. Yes, they're going to win. Yes.
All right.
Go Tiger. Go Tiger.
All right. Well, I hope that's about it for today. And we hope everybody enjoys their weekend and enjoys the Super Bowl Sunday. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. Fox Sports New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266. We are